Job chapter 19. Job replies to Bildad, "How long will you torment me and crush me with your words?" Well, it just shows how powerful our words. Job felt crushed by these words. We may think that I'm just an obscure, insignificant little guy, but actually no, you've got a tongue and you've got fingers that can tap things on screens, send messages to people. You can crush people with your words. "You have reproached me 10 times. You aren't ashamed that you attack me. If it is true that I've sinned, my errors remain with myself," because they were saying you're suffering because you've sinned. "If indeed you will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach, know now that God has subverted me and has surrounded me with his net." Time and again he's saying that all his sufferings come from God, not from any Satan being. "Behold, I cry out because of injustice, but I'm not heard. I cry for help, but there is no justice." He's saying, look, I'm an innocent man who's suffering, and you're all condemning me that I must have sinned, and I haven't. So he's saying, look, there's no justice, and I'm crying out for justice, and it's not being heard. "He has walled up my way so that I can't pass, and has set darkness in my paths." Like, God has done this, he's saying. "He's stripped me of my glory, taken the crown from my head. He's broken me down on every side, and I'm gone. My hope he has plucked up like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me. He counts me among his adversaries. His troops come on together, build a siege ramp against me, and encamp around my tent. He has put my brothers far from me. My acquaintances are wholly estranged from me. My relatives have gone away. My familiar friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call to my servant, and he gives me no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my familiar friends hate me. They whom I loved have turned against me." Well, why they did that is because they were all persuaded that you have sinned. This is an awful thing to go through, where people are persuaded that you have done things that you have not. And probably all of us at some point in our lives will have to endure this, where people have an impression of you and are persuaded something about you that is not the case. And Job felt this, and he even felt that that was how God saw things, even though it wasn't the case. "My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh. I have escaped by the skin of my teeth, like I'm only just alive. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O my friends, for the hand of God has touched me." Again, he's not blaming any supernatural Satan. He's saying, this is God's hand. "Please, my friends, have pity upon me." But they had no pity and were crushing him with their words. But you see how he really needs them and wants them. "Why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever." Now we come to a wonderful conclusion. "But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. In the latter day, he will stand upon the earth after my skin is destroyed. Then in my flesh shall I see God, whom I, even I, shall see for myself. My eyes shall see it, and not a stranger's. My heart is consumed within me." So what he's saying is, now I get it. But when earlier he had said that, well, after death, that's it, there's no future hope. A tree might sprout again, but man goes to the grave and doesn't come up. He's saying, no, there will come a day of justice. I'm innocent and I'm suffering, and the wicked are prospering. But God is. He exists, and he is going to judge justly. Therefore, there must come a day when I am resurrected in the body at the latter day, and my own eyes will see God. And yeah, that's right. That is the hope. And he came to that conclusion and that faith through all the injustice that he suffered. And in our suffering of injustice, we also will come to the same conclusion. God is real. God is an actual person. And we, with our eyes, shall see him. And that's what it says at the end of the book of Revelation. that we shall see his face, and that he will wipe away all tears from off all faces.